Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase. What's going on, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Ballpark Nuts. Sorry that we kind of took a week off, a little hiatus, I guess, but we are back with another Write That Down. And Caleb, take it away.
All righty. So not as many predictions came off the board this week. All righty. We'll start with me. I had a pretty rough week. I went 0 for 2. I said Blue Jays would win home opener. Would win home opener and win the weekend series against the Rays, but I also included Alec Manoah recording at least 6 Ks and walking under 2.5 batters. I think he ended up walking 5 and giving up a lot of runs.
It's a tough outing. Sucks.
And then I also said Brandon Belt will hit a home run this week. Yeah, he hit the ball a couple of times. He hit one off the wall in the home opener. That was close as I got. But oh well. Chase had nothing come off the board.
Oh, baby.
That's tough.
No,
Bryce had a pretty good week. He said Corbin Burns record over 5.5 strikeouts and under 4 runs on April 10th. That was correct. And he also said the Cubs would win the weekend series versus the Dodgers. That was also correct.
Ooh, let's go.
Marshall had a meh week. Said Framer Valdez would strike out at least over 6.5 batters with Pirates. That was incorrect. Struck out 5.
Yep.
He said Astros would win series versus Pirates. That was correct. Layup. And Wilson Contreras would hit his first home run this week. Did not happen.
Tough. Nope, didn't.
Love's been hot on those first home runs.
I know.
Schwarber and who else did you call there, Love? You said Schwarber will hit a home run, and you said someone else will hit a home run.
He said Schwarber, too.
I said Schwarber hit 2 home runs this week.
And he came in like 2 days or 1 day.
All right. Okay, here we go. So, what do I want to go with here?
Your first Write That Down?
First Write That Down.
Go for it.
Alrighty, so Blue Jays are getting spanked right now by the Astros. Another great outing for...
Who's pitching?
Gosman got lit up.
Actually, Javier, but his pitch count was pretty high. It's just the Jays strength.
Get me some points for fantasy right now.
Blue Jays will win the next 2 games against the Astros.
Ooh, baby. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ooh, baby.
Win the series.
If they somehow come back tonight and then win tomorrow, that also counts.
Yeah, win the series. Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah. Win the series.
Yeah.
Nice.
All righty, Chase, you go ahead. All right.
I got Garrett Cole is going to be the starting pitcher for the AL at the All-Star game.
Ooh. Is that a home run?
I don't know.
I think he's off to a hot start right now.
Yeah, but still, how many pitchers, bro? Like, he could get lit up literally 2 games.
He could go cold, 2 games, and he'd be out of the question. So,
yeah. I don't
know. I'll leave that up to you guys.
I'd say home run, but...
I think it's a home run. There's a lot of guys in the...
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I'll take
it. AL's got a strong pitching, man.
That's fair. Corbin Burns is always just lurking. So is DeGrom. Yeah.
And those top Jays guys can turn it around at any point, too. Like,
you better watch out for Kikuchi.
Kikuchi's coming, man. Manoah should get it turned around, hopefully.
Yeah, who knows?
I'd rather see a nasty Nestor Trevino.
Nasty, baby.
Alrighty. Bryson, your first prediction. Right.
My first prediction is actually I did my Write That Down yesterday, and it actually worked out because this game was delayed. So I had Zach Wheeler having a bounce back game versus the White Sox. So I'll say tomorrow now, April 18th, and that he'll have over 5.5 Ks and under 3 earned runs.
Okay.
Because he's had a couple of tough outings to start the year.
You say Zach Wheeler?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. A lot of the top tier pitchers have had rough starts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Honestly.
Yeah. I think he's due.
Other than Cole, I don't think any pitcher's been on. Because DeGrom had a tough first game. Actually, Gallant's done pretty good, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But even he had his first start was pretty bad.
Burns had a rough start.
Yeah, the big one.
Alcantara's had a tough start.
Yeah, I mean, he had a shutout, and then he got
kick slapped the next game.
Yeah, by the D-backs.
By the D-backs.
Yeah.
Tough.
Alrighty, Marshall.
All right, I got the Yankees versus Angels game tomorrow, Tuesday, April 18th. Have a run total over 8.5. I don't like the pitching matchup. It's Schmidt versus some.
Yeah, I don't know who Schmidt versus who is it?
I don't even know. Is it Anderson? I don't know.
Whatever. I can't remember who it is for the Angels. It's not. It's it's two dusters going up against each other though.
Hey, don't worry, boys. I got the Fangraphs open right now. Schmidt versus premium Suarez. Member.
Suarez.
Don't know
Schmidt
that
versus Suarez is the match tomorrow.
What's his first name? Suarez's first name. Ranger.
Eugenio.
That's the hitter.
I know.
Is Ranger Suarez a?
I think Angel? It is. No, it's Jose.
I don't know. Jose. There's also. I think there's a Ranger too.
I have no idea who that is.
He's a Philly though.
Two starts. He's a 280 ERA.
Okay.
1080, not 280.
Oh, 1080.
Oh, 1080.
Like, wow. Like, oh boy.
1080 versus tomorrow. An 844 ERA tomorrow.
This man's come.
So that's why I went with my over 8.5 run total, which I think is pretty. I think the average is usually what, over 7.5. I think most of the lines are on. So.
Yeah.
Or over 7. I don't know. Whatever.
All right.
I think it'll be a high scoring one.
What's up for two?
So I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I forgot to write my predictions down. So
nice.
I'm just making them up as we fly here.
Yeah, fair enough.
I had an exam to write. So
crunch time.
Let me see here. So
I can go first if you want.
No, I go. Okay. Write this down. Tampa Bay Rays will finish third or worse in the AL East.
Yeah.
Off now, the cliff.
Yeah, I mean, I want this to be a home run too.
It's not sustainable, so like I'm fine
you
with
want
that.
A home run?
Yeah,
because like that's pushing it, like that, because you're getting worse than the Orioles now. Because
yeah,
no, you're not. Orioles would be fourth.
Well, I'm thinking Yankees, Toronto takes over.
Yeah.
Well, that's what that was originally. What was expected? It was always the Blue Jays, Yankees battle for the top was always the talk, and then the
actually currently the Rays, like I think the Jays are bad. Rays got dick slapped by the Rays, or the Rays got dick slapped by the Reds 8-1.
Dang. Yeah, you can't be having that.
Yikes.
Yeah, you can't be having that.
Wow.
Hunter Green. And that's with Hunter Green getting injured early on. Yeah.
Alrighty. Chase.
All right, I got I'm beating Travis in fantasy this week.
Ooh. Okay.
Wait, no, I had to write that down, come off the board. I said I was going to beat Wiz in both fantasy leagues. I missed on that.
That was the third one. I couldn't think of your third one you made. So, yeah.
I just remembered that as I said this one.
Sorry, Jay.
It's all good.
And I totally forgot to go over the standings. Oh, well.
At the time that we made it, I was getting diced by you in both leagues, and I managed to a 7-point day in the fan tracks. Come back, we tied it up. But
yeah, you did
still,
well on fan tracks.
Like, still lost by like 90 points in ESPN. Yikes.
Alrighty, Grayson.
All right. My second prediction is that the D-backs will win their weekend series versus the Padres.
Padres are slumping this week.
I like it, bro.
Yeah. Soto is struggling still.
Man, he went over to San Diego and has been a sub 200 hitter.
Yeah. He still gets on base somehow, but he just is not hitting the ball.
I'm doing like on LB the Show. I've been doing like a franchise mode with the Nationals, and like every player in that trade becomes a stud.
Oh yeah, they have a disgusting farm system now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like
eight
years from now, Nats are gonna be filthy with that farm system. That's gonna be like their core.
And plus, they're gonna get high draft picks in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
People don't forget that they won the World Series a couple years, but like hasn't been long since they were so good.
Strasburg was there.
Strasburg, Scherzer, Schwarber, Schwarber, Harper.
It's a good team, bro.
Trey Turner,
yeah.
It's a good team.
I was just thinking about trades the other day. That was so nasty how the Dodgers acquired Scherzer and Turner in the same trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes. There's some disgusting trades out there. Sorry.
Alrighty, Marshall.
Just looking back on him.
All right, Chase isn't gonna like this one, but
oh boy,
I got Wander Franco will have a sub 300 batting average by the end of this week.
He's batting like 18 or well, something. He was batting like 330. Yeah, 318. He was batting 318 going into today, but he went 0 for 4 today. So he, like,
last night is when I wrote it. So
crap, boys. I've been slacking. I saw another prediction that came off the board that was that was wrong. It was for Bryson. He said the Tigers would be the first team to lose 10 games.
Oakland, right?
They were the first team to 9, then they went on like a 3-game winning streak.
They're like,
you saw it.
They heard my prediction. They're like, no.
Nah.
Nice try.
Got a couple here. And then Oakland was like, watch me. I am speed.
Yeah.
All right, so that's
under 300 by the end of Sunday's game in Chicago or against Chicago. So 299 or lower. No three.
All righty. My final prediction. This is going to be a trip based one, like for our upcoming trip.
Ooh, love it. Love it.
This is not going to include
3 weeks.
My purchasing of Jay's store. Like, just. So write this down. Me, Chase, and Bryson will combine to spend together over $300 on concessions.
On concessions?
Yeah.
That's like beer and stuff? Beer, hot dogs.
Beer, hot dogs will combine for over $300.
Not the J stores, though? Or J store, too.
Do you know what?
$100 each.
Do you know what?
It's probably pretty.
J store and $700.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the J store, like, if I buy one jersey, that's like already over.
I mean, let me keep it real. I'm probably not gonna spend much money there. I'm gonna spend more at 401. So,
you guys will probably
make up. Well, yeah, I mean, like, concession wise, I meant J store, but yeah, we'll definitely
actually, no, scrap the prediction, scrap it,
throw it gone.
That's a tough one to make, bro. That's work. Okay. Then you have to calculate.
Write it down.
We're sitting at 150 on the last day. Kel's like, I need $150 spent.
write this down. It's going to be similar. Me, Chase, and Bryson at the stadium will combine to drink at least.
Oh, boy.
Good number. At least 16 and a half beers over.
And how many games is that? We're going to three games, right?
Yeah.
So that's
16.
17 divided by 3.
Wait.
3 each a game? Some have 3, some have 2 each game.
Fair.
No, that's like, what, 2 each game? Yeah, 2 each game. Well, let's make it at least 18.
18 is 3 a game.
Yeah.
That's each or?
3 each.
So not if Caleb right.
has 4, Chase has 1, and Bryson has 2, then...
Why are you thinking I'm going to have the most?
I'm going to bring the Jets game with you.
I had to drive.
No, the one I drove. The one I drove, brother.
Oh, right. I had like 1.
Eric Johnson. You didn't have 1, bro.
Oh, that game. Right, yeah, I did have a few.
You had 1 every period.
I couldn't even remember it.
You double-handed every period now.
Couldn't even remember. Okay, it's 2 beers a game.
Yeah, all right. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
Do you want to make it 20? Make it an even 20.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be slamming some of those poutine hot dogs, bro.
Jason ain't going to have
room for beer. Parlay 25 hot dogs and beers.
Combined.
Parlay hot poutine hot dogs. Two laggers.
Alrighty. So we're gonna say it's like betting on basketball, points, rebounds, and assists, but hot dogs and hot dogs eaten and beers drank. Well, at least 25.
At least
double.
I'm gonna be slamming hot dogs so I can get this. I don't want this to be a home run.
Get a double double. 10 beers, 10 hot dogs.
You gotta dip the glizzy in the beer, bro.
Dip the poutine glizzy.
Oh god, that's so good.
Greasy.
Gravy in your beer.
Yummy.
Holy Kaprizov scores.
Hey, I got him. I got him in our pool.
I do too. I changed it this morning. Let's go.
Hey, I got the Wild win in the Stanley Cup, boys. Let's go.
Holy, I'm in third place.
Nice.
Oh, I have Spurgeon too. Nice. You got an assist.
Oh,
alright. Okay, where are we at? Chase, your final prediction.
Chase,
final. My final one? All right, I got Yankees are sweeping the Angels this series.
Baby.
I had it as a home run.
It stinks in my room right now.
That's a home run. Do we have? I'm guessing we're facing Ohtani, eh?
No, Ohtani pitched on Sunday.
Ohtani pitched today.
Yeah, he pitched today.
But didn't
he pitch like three innings?
Yeah, for some reason. Yeah, well, he pitched like four.
And then I was like, he must have got hurt. Nope, he was hitting.
So who will have Anderson? We'll have three mid pitchers versus Clark Schmidt, Nasty Nestor, and Herman.
Okay. Yeah. Alrighty, who's third? It's Bryson.
It's me. Yeah, I got that. Drew Rasmussen will have a bounce back game against the Reds, April 19th. And we'll just use the same metrics I use for Wheeler. So over 5.5 Ks and under 3 earned runs.
Alrighty.
Make it easy.
Nice.
Fair enough. So who are the Diamondbacks playing tomorrow?
Cardinals again.
Is Merrill Kelly pitching? When's Merrill Kelly pitching?
He pitched today.
Oh, see, my prediction was that. Oh, damn. I had him pitching 5 innings and getting 5 or more strikeouts.
I think he pitched 5 innings, but I don't think he got 5 strikeouts, so he dodged a bullet.
Okay.
Alrighty, Marshall. Finish us off with a banger.
Okay, I got to think of one because mine came off the list yesterday, so I got to come up with a new one. But
Marshall will come to try. Oh, is that another one? Should we take it off the board?
Yeah, you got to take it off the board, boys.
Boo. We'll just kidnap you.
All right. Let me see here. I guess I got to back up my homeboy, the Yankees. Give me, Chase, what was yours? Yours was a sweep, bro?
Yeah, sweep.
Okay. I don't know what to do, bro. Never mind. I'm not doing Yankees. Who's pitching tomorrow for the Diamondbacks? Do you know? Whatever your name is,
Bryson.
Maybe you don't. Whoever's pitching tomorrow for the Diamondbacks, April 18th, will pitch at least 5 innings and have over.
It's 4.5 Mad Bum.
Mad Bum.
Okay, that's tough.
Nice.
We're gonna stick with it.
Nice.
But at least
I'd say I lied. It's Jameson.
Still, whatever it is, whoever it is, I'll go 5 innings and over 4.5 strikeouts.
Okay.
Nothing crazy, but
big money. No whammies.
I don't think there's a lot of strikeouts here. So.
Let's write that down.
So should we just do our player of the weeks and then do the power rankings?
Yeah, zip through it.
Alrighty, so I'll give you my player of the week. Max Muncy of the LA Dodgers.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
Had a pretty solid week. 5 dingers, 12 RBIs, batted 350. Pretty good week, I'd say.
That's a pretty good week. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What about you guys?
I had Gerrit Cole as mine. Was pretty
he won the MLB's player of the week.
Yeah, above and beyond the rest of my team. So, Gerrit Cole, definitely for me.
Yeah, no, solid. I got, I'll go for a relief pitch. I'll go with Felix Bautista.
Sleeper.
He had 4 innings pitched this week.
Mm-hmm.
He had a win and a save, and he had 9 Ks in 4 innings. So, I got to put some respect on his name.
A win as a closer is not that good, is it?
No, but he got a win and a save in two outings. So, and 9 Ks in 4 innings is really good.
Yeah, I mean, you'll take that.
And no earned runs.
So. Yeah, solid four innings.
Yeah, figured I'll put him
on. Fair enough. We just lost Bryson, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, we did lose Bryson. Well, we can skip Bryson. That's fine.
Bryson probably had Zach Allen.
Does anyone have another player of the week to throw in for Bryson?
I'd say Zach Allen for him.
Zach Allen.
Where'd he go?
For his homeboys. Who knows?
I don't know. Gonzo.
He's on the Carolina Hurricanes watch party right now, celebrating.
There he is.
The week, Bryson.
Bryson, player of the week.
My phone shut down. I got Corbin Carroll.
Damn it.
Okay.
Well, too bad we told you Gal. We said Gallon for you, so just go with it.
Okay. I mean, you can take either or works. They're both been on a tear. Corbin Carroll's leading the team in home runs and stolen bases, and he's hitting like 280. So
yeah, Carroll's been great. He's been heating up.
Yeah, he's been everything we hoped
he would do it, bro.
Love to see it. All power rankings, quickly rip through them.
Okay.
Rip through them, brother. Right.
Number 10.
All right.
We have the Cleveland Guardians at number 10.
I had mine open.
Yeah, I did too. Guardians last week, 3-3, went 1-2 against the Yankees, 2-1 against Washington. They dropped like 6 spots. They were third last week, but you got to be better to be on the list. That's all.
You just got to be better.
You got to be a lot better. It was actually kind of embarrassing that they're even on your list to begin with.
I didn't have them on mine. So.
Get yanked. I didn't have them on mine today.
Throw in a quick word. Daddy Danny Vogelback just hit a nuke.
Nice. Daddy Danny.
I want to see him running the bases, but I can't.
All right.
All right, we got a 9.
Rangers. Rangers up at number 9.
Up one spot.
With a pretty much consistent start from last week, kind of just carried over to this week. Nothing really too extravagant more to – I mean, it's pretty extravagant that they're on this list, I guess, to be fair. But if we're just basing off right now, there's nothing really much changed since last week.
Went 2-1 against KC and 2-1 against Houston. Pretty solid. One crap opponent, one decent opponent. So
yeah.
And they're up one spot, so good for them.
You'll take it if you're the Rangers.
Yep.
Alrighty, number 8, we got the D-backs down 2 spots from last week. 2-1 against Milwaukee, but
yeah,
struggled against Miami, went going 1-2.
Milwaukee and Miami both had good weeks again. So
the guy not again for Miami. Last week, Scott McGill single-handedly lost us one of those games. So I don't know why we still put him out there, but he just gave up 2 earned runs off the rip and just blew the second game. Hate to see it. Classic D-backs bullpen is just booty cheeks.
Perfect.
Alrighty, so number 7, we got Twins.
Yep.
Yeah.
Twins.
Sticking where they were last week.
No change.
Yep. 2-1 against the White Sox after 2-0 series against the Yankees, but then lost the last two. I bet if they would have went 3-1, they probably would have been a lot higher. But
yeah, honestly. Yeah, Yankees would have definitely been above the Yankees.
Yeah, 100%.
Santiago Espinal solo.
Yeah, I just saw that. And speaking of the Yankees, we got them at number 5.
You skipped 6.
Oh, shit. Mets. We got it.
Mets. What a great week.
Mets had a 5-1 week, 2-1 against the Padres, 3-0 against Oakland. Take that with a grain of salt, but last week they weren't ranked.
Yeah. I mean, at least you're taking those games, though. Like,
yeah.
You want to be – those are the teams you want to be sweeping against, so.
Yeah.
Now we got the Yankees down one spot. They went 4-3, 2-1 against Cleveland, and then 2-2 against Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Gerrit Cole kind of carried them this week.
Yep.
Complete game shutout. One hit, 2 walks. Not a big deal.
Is he in line to start against the Jays?
I would assume so, yep.
Perfect.
Yep. Yeah, he will, because we have 2-3-4 coming up against the Angels.
Let's see here.
2-3-4-5. I don't know. Who are we going to throw at 4, Chase?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea.
Oh, what are we going to do? We're a mess right now, man. We need Rodon in there, bro.
Absolute in shambles pitching rotation.
Oh, awesome. You guys will face Manoah, Gosman, Bassett, Holy star 1, 2, 3. It'll be. And I think isn't Nestor your fifth?
They really flipped around. Like he should be two right now, but
like right now he's fifth.
Started off the season three. Four.
He's three.
Three.
Three. So it'll be. I know. Four.
He started off like the matchup.
4-5-1.
Yeah, he is four. He's four because Brito was pitching three, but he got sauced up. So I don't know what they're gonna do.
Yeah, it's just a really, hey, it's just a tough
let's roll. Zip it here. Where that's gonna be a future episode.
Okay, next up, number four.
We got my Toronto Blue Jays.
Nice. Up one up a spot.
Ended the la 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 can't talk the Rays
yep.
What was it, 13 undefeated game winning streak?
13-0.
Yeah. Won the series 2-1, and then they I wish they would have swept the Detroit, but they still won the series. So
yeah.
Pretty solid week for Jays. So they're up to three.
What is that? 4-2 on
the four. League? They're four, not three. They're four.
Yeah.
And here at number three, we got down one spot is the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
They had a mediocre week, 4-3.
Was they only won 4-3? Hey.
Yeah.
It'll but even for the Brewers, like they're still in first in that div.
Yeah. Okay. Who do we? Our biggest jump, Chase. Who was that?
Our Atlanta Braves with an undefeated week
against the Reds in Kansas City. That's actually not
really
impressive.
That's fair. I actually didn't really look at that. But I guess, Braves are at two.
But they're still a powerhouse. So
I'd like to throw this out there because Oilers just scored 1-0.
Nice. Let's go. Let's wrap it up. I want to go watch.
Alrighty, number one, we got the Super Rays.
Yep. Yep, terrible. I mean, they're just good. So there are only two losses, Blue Jays.
Yeah, well, they did go 5-2. They swept Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah. They won't. Boston. They won't be up on this list for too much longer, I don't think.
Yeah, well, this can't be sustainable. Like, there's no way they could go through the season with like 20 losses.
That's gonna be the Blue Jays this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't lose a game from here on out.
After tonight.
Hey, all right,
well, that's the official power rankings. Most power rankings you'll see.
Yep, that's the only one you can rely on. The most
reliable
in all of baseball. Our Ballpark Nuts power rankings
found here,
and just everything.
Most knowledgeable people. Resource.
Most knowledgeable FanGraphs premium member over here.
Actually, the most knowledgeable person is Frank the Tank, but.
Put some respect on Frank's name, boys. I love
Frank. Don't be disrespecting Frank.
Come on the podcast, Frank.
Frank, we need you.
We're calling for you. All right. Well,
Chase has a hockey game to watch.
Yeah, I got a hockey game to watch. So
I'll probably hope you guys enjoy
the episode. And we'll see you in the next one.
Later. Peace.